happy the result, obviously. You know, it was, again, probably flattering, the scoreline, a little bit like last week, that, you know, at 1-0, their threat, obviously, from the near post corner, Craig Burns, you know, got a flick on at the near post, probably should have been 1-0, it could have been a completely different story. And, you know, coming in at half-time, you know, it could have gone either way. Now, we didn't really particularly start that well in the second half. Cove probably had the better of possession, but, you know, the game probably turned on the second goal, and when we got the second goal, Cove, you know, they probably didn't have the same fight as they normally have, but, you know, as I said to the lads in there, when we go down to Cove in 2 months' time, we'll know all about fight, and, you know, just, you know, we got away with it tonight, you know, nothing more than that, Dermot.
Even though, you know, he scored 5 goals in the end, all in.
Yeah, it's easy to score goals when you're 2-0 up or 3-0 up and the other team have, you know, maybe, I won't say thrown the towel in. It's easy to do with that. Like, let's see, do you know, when we have a tight game against Galway, can we score them goals? A tight game against Langford. Do you know, like, we're realistic, German. Do you know, you're Shelburne's. Do you know, then if we score 5 goals then, yeah, we'll make a statement then. But, you know, and I know that that's not the case.
Yeah. Well, when you look back on tonight's performance, I mean, I'm sure it was helped, Ollie, by the formation you went with tonight. That seemed to work well, this idea of playing two wide men in the full back positions, James Doherty and Kieran Call. They got forward time and again, and that seemed to help things.
Look, come here, it worked tonight. You know, had we lost the game, you know, you might be asking me the question, why did it go with that formation? You know what I mean? It's just, you know, probably the players that were available to us, it suited, or, you know, that formation suited the players that were available to us today, and that's why, you know, we went with it. Next week might be a completely different formation. You know, we'll have a look at Galway to see what Galway will offer and try and counteract what they'll come up with, you know.
Yeah, it was tough going out there, the conditions weren't easy.
Yeah, to be fair and to the credit to both sides, the conditions were, you know, underfoot were very, very poor, and there was no shortage of effort on both sides, and, you know, that's one area I would give credit in, that, you know, people wanted to know out there today, they weren't afraid of getting themselves, you know, dusted down and getting dirty, and, you know, that I'll give credit that way. Yeah, Dermot, you know, it wasn't a nice night to try and go out and play, but, yeah, they dug in that way.
Right, and for fear of singling anybody out, Ollie, there were some good individual performances as well. Keating got the goal that his performance deserved right at the end. Taifak and McCann were all pretty good as well.
Yeah, okay, you know, on a night like that, yeah, things go well. You know, your attacking players probably take the eye. But, you know, at the same time, here against Waterford, when we threw 2 weeks ago on Nilal, and lucky enough to draw Nilal, you know, we're talking about defending, you know, maybe Conor Wynn, etc. So, no, there's no point in me singling out anyone, because next weekend I'll probably be giving out to them that type of way, Dermot, you know.
Yeah, and mentioning Conor Wynn, he's maintaining this this clean sheet run as well. Ollie, no goals conceded in any of the 4 games?
Well, we conceded against Coquille in the Sports Cup here. We conceded 2 goals, you know, to their credit. But look, you know, we go and we play Galway with an authority of Fondrain Manning, you know, young Conley. We know all about them. If we keep a clean sheet against them, then we might have something to say. But, you know, not particularly. I don't think anyone in there is getting anywhere too excited, Dermot.
Right. And for fear of you knocking this question back as well, you're top of the table tonight, Ollie, as well. 3 games in.
And I very quickly to answer that, Dermot, you know, I think Van Harps might have been top of the table here this time last year when they beat Longford 1-0 in a tight game. They may have been top of the table, they may have been second, and, you know, things didn't go too well from there on. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we certainly won't be looking at that, you know, in that manner in any way, Dermot. You know, it's 3 games in. You know, you have to hit the big teams. Pitch your Galway's, your Shelburne's.
Yeah.
As I said, you know, your Langford's.
Yeah.
You know, then we know all about it, Dermot, realistically, you know.
On a serious point, though, I mean, you've got men to come back into the side as well. Ollie, Kevin McHugh, Sean McCarron.
Yeah, well, we need men. I mean, Rory Keating picked up another book in there today, so he's going to serve a suspension. So Sean McCarron is out for another month. Kevin, he's out, well, I don't know how long, maybe another match, another 2 matches. So, you know, we're certainly running short of forwards. And, you know, we're there to the bare bones here today as regards attacking players of Funt. And now Rory may see himself out, and he will serve a match suspension, whether that may be a German. So we need everybody on board, like, you know. Yeah.